Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for the newsroom temperature check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. Who wants to go first?
I'll go because I have happy news.
Oh, I wanted to go first.
I was going to do it.
Oh, man. Go ahead, Mayor.
Well, because we always talk about baby news with Kevin and Bridget having their first baby. We have baby news today. You guys know who Peter Murgatroyd and Max Shermovsky are.
Are they dancers on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes, they are. They had baby number three. So that's very exciting. Insta news that they have two other boys, Shay 7 and Rio 12 months. So they do have an Irish twin. Where did that come from anyway, that Irish twin thing?
Because the Irish were Catholics and they were right back at it, ASAP.
Yeah, there we go. Well, they were too, apparently. But she showed a video and it was really cute. They were dancing and this was just like less than a month ago. And she really was dancing well for an 8-month pregnant woman.
Wasn't there a cartoon character or some villain used to say, "Heavens to Murgatroyd"?
Yeah, and that's her name. I mean,
who was that?
Peter Murgatroyd. We always said that as a kid.
I know. Where'd it come from?
I don't know.
Well, it's your story.
Well, I didn't bring that up.
Snagglepuss is what Brian says.
Snagglepuss.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my excitement.
And somebody said that the two digits on your driver's license number are the ones that correspond with the year you were born.
Oh, that could be.
That could be, too, yeah. All right, what's your story, Steve? Steve Bertrand, your story?
My story is that everyone talks today, you know, it's National French Fry Day. Did you know that?
Yeah, good luck trying to find a free French fry without joining a rewards program.
I was in 7-Eleven yesterday, by the way. People were getting their free Slurpees.
There we go.
Did you get it?
No. I can't drink that.
Not on the rundown, the French fry day. What happened with that?
Is it on the rundown?
Andy?
It's World Kebab Day.
Oh, I got to look at this because I really
don't. I love a good kebab.
No, but it's actually World Paper Bag Day.
Oh.
And the paper bag, of course, is instrumental in delivering the French fries, so I thought these were related. So you want a little history of the paper bag?
Please.
Why not? Invented in the 18th century, Francis Wohl invented the paper bag in 1852.
So that seems a little late. What were we using, like wool bags or cloth bags up to that point?
Probably. We weren't going to the store and buying things like the way we do now.
That's how they brought their lunch to school on Little House on the Prairie, you
the
know,
other
in
person,
the cloth bag.
You know, I let you do your story. Another person, William Goodale, is credited for getting the patent on the bag right here on July 12, 1859. His design allowed for the cutting to fold it so you could glue it together. The bag with a handle wasn't invented until 1912.
Anybody else have a problem where you just don't want to throw them away and you have a closet that's stuffed with them?
Oh, my God. I've got so many bags.
You know, don't you guys still use them? You know, I wrap presents and mail presents with paper bags all the time.
Yeah, but you get so many bags. But anyway, so in doing this story, I'm like, wow, this website really is touting paper bags over plastic, the pollution and all that stuff. So then I looked, how many paper bags are used a year? Any ideas?
It's in the billions.
10 billion a year. Now, this is from a pro plastic bag site, and it says 14 million trees are cut to produce the 10 billion paper grocery bags used by Americans each year. It takes more than four times as much energy to make a paper bag as it does to make a plastic bag. Paper sacks generate 70% more air pollutants than plastic bags.
Yeah, well, plastic paper bags aren't polluting the ocean.
I didn't know that's big plastic, huh? Pushing out some numbers.
Big plastic
there.
Coming
Big
down
plastic.
The paper.
That's
why
funny.
We go back to the cotton bags that we started with.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that funny? We are back to that, aren't we? Please bring your renewable bag to the grocery store to do your shopping.
I don't do that.
Those are mostly plastic, aren't they?
No, they're
like a
canvas
like
or cotton.
Yeah.
Did you guys make book covers with paper bags?
Absolutely.
Yes. I love doing that. I can still do it. It's a real skill, you know.
I did not know it was a real skill.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we learned it in first grade.
You know, right after you ate the paste.
Making fun of me.
What's your story, Kevin?
Yelp has a list of the best fried chicken in each state.
Yeah, I call BS on this one. I looked at it. Not that I'm disagreeing. Well, because I think there's so many small towns that don't have Yelp that have great fried chicken.
I'm sure. Yeah. So Lisa saw it. Steve, you guys are never going to guess it. Hello, Jasmine, down in Chinatown.
Oh, yeah, I would have guessed that.
Would you have guessed that? That was named the best fried chicken in all of Illinois. So if you want some good fried chicken down in Chinatown, that's the spot to go.
You know what, Kevin? That's new to me because, like, out by the farm, there's a chicken night on Wednesday night. There's a chicken night on Thursday night at all these little diners, and they cook up fresh chicken that has been processed like that day and do their own dipping and frying and stuff, and it's pretty awesome. But I started eating at a Korean restaurant. I'm telling you what, Asian restaurants have the fried chicken.
Oh, I've always said, you always think about like our, you know, traditional fried chicken,
yeah.
But like Korean fried chicken is insane. It's so good. You go to a Chinese restaurant, you see fried chicken on the menu. Get it. Like, their wings they do and the sauces, they have, like, perfected frying chicken.
And when did you discover? Because I'm new to that this year, and I'm thinking, how did I miss all these years of good?
This Chinese spot, they have Korean wings on their menu, and I started ordering. I'm like, this is so good. I need to keep getting more fried chicken from Asian restaurants.
Right. They do it right. They do it so much better than our southern fried chicken in the, you know, cast iron skillet. They take it to a new level. I lost it. people are kind of surly today with some of these things, but they do like your paper bag story, Steve.
That's good.
Yeah, they're definitely coming back with that. Somebody said back in the day with general stores, they used to wrap everything in paper, and then they would tie it up and secure it with a piece of strength. Okay, that's before our time.
That's Little House on the Prairie. That's back when they were making paper bag book covers.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you for joining us for the Newsroom Temperature Check. Like I said, you never know what you're going to hear. We love all the text messages about Andrew. He's changed his name, people. It's now Drew. He's never going back to Andrew, and he's not happy with Andy. Coming up after 5, we're going to talk to Leland Vittert. Ben Bradley. Oh, my gosh. It's all about Tiffany Henyard. You know, we talked to our buddy the other day, who is now being sued by the lawyer that represents her. Bert Odelson is somebody that joins us, keeps us up to date on what's happening in Dalton. He's now being sued, I think, for defamation. But Tiffany Henyard went on a media tour and hired a company in Atlanta to be her publicity company. I don't know what kind of business that's bringing to Dalton. But guess what? If you live in that area, you as a taxpayer paid for part of it. Ben Bradley has that story after Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.